Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated Lili Nishmas, my mother, Hayarachah Bas David Tzvi, as well as my grandfather, whose Yahrzeit is coming up this coming week, David Tzvi Ben Yosef Yochanan. So we're going to take a look at Midrash Rabbah, and there are a few couple of Midrash we're going to look at today. I just think are very interesting, not such complex ideas, but very, very meaningful and very, very deep and profound implications. So the Midrash in Shmos Rabbah, this is in Lamed Ches, I believe. So it's on the Pasuk, Parshas Mishpatim, Kol Amon V'yasom Lo Sa'anun. All, any widow and any orphan, you should not cause them any pain. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Ma'oev Elokim Yasomim V'almanos. Why is it that Hashem loves orphans and widows? That, you know, we see many times there's a, you know, defense for them. Because their eyes are not dependent on anything except him. Their eyes only look towards him. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Avi Yisomim V'dayan Amanos, that Hashem is the father of orphans and the judge of widows. Lekach, therefore, kol ha-gozlan, anybody who steals from them, ki'ilu gozel la-kadosh baruch hu. It's like they're stealing from God. Shehu avihem shebashamayim, because he's their father in heaven. Hu kois alav, and he gets angry at them. And quotes Pasuk in our parsha, v'chara api v'haragti eschem. And then it proceeds to give a mashal, and it really it's a simple idea, but it's so beautiful and very powerful that Hashem loves Yesomim and Almanos. Right? You might even look at Yesomim and Almanos and say, "Wow, Hashem must have had something against them." But how they are, how they have turned out, is they are looking only to Hashem to protect them. And Almana doesn't have a husband that can go to bat for her and defend her. So the Yesomim, they get picked on orphans. They don't have parents that they can run home to and say, you know, mommy, tati, help me. Abba, Ima, mom, dad, help me out. They don't have that. They only look to Hashem for help. And when they have that, Hashem says, you know, it's ein hadavar tola ela bi. They're only looking to me and the matter's dependent on me. I am their father. I am their husband. I have to jump in there and be the savior. Hashem makes that extra effort, kaviyachol. And this is true really for everything. You know, when we're dependent on Hashem, then Hashem, and we acknowledge that and we realize that and we have no other hope, Hashem then gives. And when we think that we got it on our own, kochi votzem yadi asuchayasazeh, that my efforts are able to achieve the results that I need, then Hashem says, okay, it looks like you got this on your own. When you have all these plans, then you could take care of it. But if you realize that I can't do anything without Hashem, then Hashem gets more involved and says, okay, I can help out. And people like a Yasom and an Almana, they're people that really don't have anybody except for Hashem. So those people, Hashem loves them so much because they only have eyes for him. They only look towards him. What comes out is just so fascinating that people who are the loneliest and people who are the most hopeless, so to speak, are the ones that Hashem loves the most. That someone who feels like they're alone, that they don't have a spouse. So Hashem says, if you feel like you don't have a spouse, so I'm your spouse. Someone who's an orphan, you don't have parents. So Hashem says, I am your parent. That when you're hopeless, when you say, I don't have any way out of the situation, that's when Hashem says, I am your way out of the situation. I am your redemption. I am the Yeshua. When someone thinks they're at the end, they are most beloved by Hashem because they're only focusing on him. He is the only way out. I just want to take a look at one more midrash from this week's Parsha that also is a little bit of the same idea, in that you see someone in a certain situation and to realize that Hashem's perspective is different than what we might seem to view it as. This is in a little bit later on, Shmos Rabbah Lamed Aleph Gimel. Dover Acher, it says, in Kesef Talva Sami, right? When you lend money, if you see that someone needs money and you're going to lend them. So it first quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Hadhud Iksiv Yeshra Chola Reisi Tachas Hashemash Osher Shamur Levalav Rilara. So, okay. It explains, Va'ovad Ha'osher Hahu Binyan Ra Ashrei Adam Shehu Almeid Binisya. No, praiseworthy is the man who is able to withstand his nisayon. She'ein bria, she'ein hakadosh baruch hu menase osa. That there is no creation, there's no creature that Hashem does not test, is not menase, doesn't present a nisayon to. He'ashir menasehu im tehe yado pesucha laniyim. The rich person he tests to see if he's going to open his hand to the poor. Umenase he'ani, and he tests the poor person, im yachol lekabel yisurin ve'eino koes. If he's able to accept the afflictions that God is giving without getting angry. He's in a tough situation. Is he going to get angry? It could be angry at, you know, everything that happens in his life. Is he going to walk around miserable, or is he going to be able to withstand the nisayon and try to be positive nevertheless? Or perhaps angry at Hashem himself? Or is he going to accept his situation with faith and trust, trusting that Hashem knows what's best for him? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vani merudim tavi vayis." Then the Midrash continues, "Vim amad ha'asher b'nisyono va'osa tzedakos." If the rich person withstands his test and gives tzedakah, "Hari hu ocha mamono b'lamazeva keren kemes l'olam haba," he eats his wealth's worth. He benefits from it in this world and the next. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzila midino shel Gehenim. He's spared from Gehenim. And it quotes a pasuk to support that. And it says even more. And v'im amad ha'ani bin nishano v'eino mevait. If the ani withstands his test and he doesn't kick, he doesn't strike back at anybody else, and especially Hashem, Hari hu noto kiflai im lesedlo. He's going to get double in the next world. And then the Midrashim quotes where we learn this from. We see it in Pesukim from Tehillim, and Pasuk in Iov, we see it, Pasuk in Koheles, etc. But what we see over here is that, you know, you view someone in a situation, he's poor, he's rich, and you think you know what it is, and you think you have a perspective, and okay, I guess Hashem wanted to reward him, wanted to punish him, but no, really both of them, the ani and the poor, the ani and the usher, the rich and the poor, they're both in a situation, and Hashem is just testing them, and Hashem is waiting to see what they're going to do in that situation. So if that's for an ani, that's for an usher, that's for an amana and for a yasom, what are they going to do? How does Hashem view them? Hashem sees, are they turning their, right? So someone in such a challenging situation, they're an almana, a yasom, are they turning their eyes towards me? You have somebody who's an ani, it's such a challenging situation. Is he going to get angry, or is he going to accept with amuna? And even a positive situation, an ashir, don't think it's a positive situation. It's a test. Just like poverty is a test, wealth is a test as well. Hashem is looking very carefully. Is he going to extend his hand to the poor people? So both of these midrashim really enlighten us into the into Hashem's mind, kaviyachot, so to speak, to understand what's the das elyon. When you look at a poor person, at a rich person, at a widow, at an orphan, at someone in a hopeless situation, at somebody who's lonely, someone who's afraid, who's scared, who is desperate for a salvation and doesn't know where it's coming from, and you see them, but to know what Hashem is thinking at that time, that Hashem is waiting to see their actions, waiting to see if they're going to pass the test. Are they going to withstand the challenge that's presented before them that they may not even realize is a challenge? Hashem is thinking, these people are focused on me. I love them so much because they're focused on me and they're dependent on me, and they realize that. To see what's going on and from Hashem's perspective is a very powerful thing. And one thing we should keep in mind for this is that when we find ourselves in this situation, you know, whatever the situations may be, whether it's a situation that, you know, Chas v'Shalom, hopefully we don't have a lot of them where we feel hopeless, but we should be turning our eyes to Hashem in those moments. Hopefully we don't have the moments of poverty, but in the moments of richness, to be able to realize what Hashem is thinking of us at that time. And when we're at our low points, to realize that when we feel like we have nowhere else to turn but to Hashem, that Hashem loves us the most at those moments. But also, if we see other people in this situations, to be able to give them that chizuk. And when we see someone who is who is going through either the challenge of poverty or the challenge of wealth or the challenge of not knowing where to go, to realize that how much Hashem loves that person and how much Hashem is paying attention to that person, and to treat them in a similar way. If we see an orphan and a widow and we view them as Hashem's wife, kaviyachol, and Hashem's children, that even more so than any other Jew is Hashem's child, we view them like that and we treat them like that, so Hashem will reward us in kind. We should be zochet to try to align our eyes with Hashem's eyes and to see what Hashem sees, kaviyachol, and think what Hashem thinks, kaviyachol. And Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully, be able to withstand all the challenges, and the challenges should be filled with bracha, and we should be rewarded, kiflayim, with all the bracha from withstanding the challenge. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.